It's Quincy Bay Race Week, 87th this year, and President Bonnie Marcel is here along with Frank Hart to tell us more about it. Welcome, guys and gals.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, thanks for having us here.
Hey, Frank, always good to see you, either in front of the camera or behind it. Appreciate all your help here, and Bonnie, great to see you as well.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, the 87th Quincy Bay Race Week, and do you know that there are still folks that have never heard of it?
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe, but true.
But after today, everyone will know
exactly,
about it.
Exactly, because we're going to make sure of that, right?
Yeah, the first one was in 1937. Yeah. And it's a long-standing tradition of One Design Racing. And we've had three separate lines out there for the PHRF, which are the very big sailboats. And then the outside line, which are the larger One Design boats, and then the inside line, which is the smaller racing boats.
And so, do you know how did it all kind of get started? You know, why a race week?
Because a lot of yacht clubs were putting together race weeks. Marblehead Race Week. All the boats would go up there. Back in 37, there weren't a lot of people with motorboats. Everybody had sailboats mm-hmm. back then.
Sure.
And the yacht clubs were thriving back then, too. And it became pretty exciting. There were only 2 years since 37 we didn't have it. One was during World War II, and the other one was the first year of COVID. Mm-hmm. We didn't hold it.
Sure.
But other than that.
Very impressive record, really.
Yeah.
And I think it speaks to the dedication and the commitment to the people who sail these vessels, right? This is a passion for them. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life, that's right.
Tell me a little bit about your story, Bonnie, and how you got involved with Quincy Bay Race Week.
Oh, I've been racing my whole life.
Have you?
Yeah. I started out in a turnabout and then when I was a kid, and then we bought lasers. We had a fleet of lasers, and then our parents had hustlers, so I started crewing for my father, and one year he hurt his shoulder. He had bursitis or something like that, so he couldn't hold the tiller anymore. So he put me on the tiller. So I felt like a tiller extension. He told me which way to go and what to do and everything, and we won everything that year.
Is that right?
Yes.
And from then on, you were the tiller person.
And then I got my own hustler.
I see, okay.
So in my 20s, I got my own hustler and this and that. And I went to the Quincy Bay Race Week meetings with my father. He was a delegate, and I would go as well. And I met my husband through sailing.
Really?
He was the race committee on the outside line, Mike Marcel. And he raced tornadoes back in the day, which is a high-performance Olympic-class catamaran. So that's how.
And that's just how you got. Kept you grew up here in Quincy.
In Squantum,
In Squantum, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And which yacht club at that time were you associated?
When I was a kid, I was at Wollaston Yacht Club, and in 1984, a lot of the racing sailors moved over to Squantum Yacht Club. So I went over to Squantum Yacht Club, joined there in 1984. And then my husband, so I'm a life member at Squantum Yacht Club. I'm a honorary member for life at Wollaston Yacht Club because I was their first female member.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Michael is a member of Quincy Yacht Club. And he races a Star now, so he's also a member at Cottage Park up in Winthrop.
Okay. How did you become president of the Race Week Association?
The eight clubs take turns on who they put up to be they call it honors, to become the second vice president. So when it was Squantum's turn to put someone up to be second vice president, my name came up.
Mm-hmm.
And the criteria is you have to be a commodore of some sort to be put up for that. And I was the vice commodore at Squantum Yacht Club. So I was second vice president and then first vice president. And this year, I'm president.
Congratulations.
And next year, I'll be a past president.
Right. So it's just a one-year term.
It's a one-year term. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Tell me about the association itself. You know, what does that consist of?
It's made up of eight yacht clubs.
Okay.
Squantum, Wollaston, Quincy, I don't want to follow this up, Town River, Wessagusset, Braintree, Metropolitan,
South Shore.
Yep. Very good. You get an A.
I do the map. I try to do the map in my head.
Sure. And about how many, not even, you know, how many members roughly does that
for the come to
for
the
all
meetings?
All eight clubs.
All eight clubs?
Part of the association, would you say?
Well, that's a good question, Joe.
Okay.
That's why I'm looking at him. Answer it.
Okay, I'll make this one up.
Okay.
Meetings, we usually get 20 or 30 people, delegates there.
Yeah.
They're usually Commodores. Someone in the Commodore chain usually shows up from every club, whether it's a rear or vice of the Commodore,
okay,
or a past Commodore. And then there's delegates. Each club has five or six delegates.
To represent the whole
club. To represent the club.
And
bring the information back to the club about,
yes,
about what's being talked about, when the regatta is going to be, things like that.
Sure.
That will be happening. So, yeah, on a good day, there's probably 30 or so people at a meeting. So.
Okay.
And we have a board of trustees,
okay,
which is probably 10 people, and everybody on the board has a job pretty much to do. And we have a lot of activities. Everybody seems to think it's just a one-week regatta,
right,
and it's a lot more than that.
Is it? Tell us.
Well, we run the Summer Solstice Regatta,
yes,
which I think you already covered on another show.
Yeah,
but
just wrapped up. Yeah,
yeah, we did that one.
That's on the Summer Solstice, and that's a PHRF regatta, which is the bigger boats. And we have scholarships, and we have Rendezvous Night during Quincy Bay Race Week, where Town River hosts Rendezvous Night. It's kind of like a celebration.
A celebration,
okay,
a party for the race week.
And then we have the Bubble Boat Invasion, which is going to be August 4th this year.
The Bubble Boats?
Yep. They have. Well, we used to have a boat parade,
yes,
that would go along Walston Beach.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
It was a beauty pageant.
Yeah. Too.
Yeah. Okay.
But the tide got in the way of timing and everything, and so they kind of substituted it with, it's called a bubble boat invasion, which is like a inflatable boat people ride around in.
Gotcha.
And they bring the water guns and they shoot each other. So it starts at Town River Yacht Club. That's going to be on the 8th of August. And it's at 1 o'clock, and then it goes to Metropolitan
Braintree.
And Braintree Yacht Club,
okay,
and then rounds
and then back,
back to Town River Yacht Club. So
sure,
that's kind of a fun celebration,
yes,
as well.
Yeah. So there's I know there's a lot of camaraderie and social activities that the clubs hold all year round, right?
And the clubs have different issues, so it's kind of nice to get together with the other clubs,
sure,
and find out how they deal with certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
We have a common landlord, some of us, right?
Right, DCR.
The DCR.
Oh, okay,
so
sure,
we all have similar issues, associated with that. Some of the yacht clubs have liquor licenses, some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we deal with that as we see fit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a whole organization.
It's a good way to get to
sailing community.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get to meet people from the other yacht clubs and talk with them and see what they're up to.
Right?
Yeah.
How did you yourself, Frank, get involved with the race week?
Well, when I was going through the Commodore chain at Squanum, I started going to the meetings there. So that was I was Commodore in 79, so about 77, 70, I'm sorry. I was Commodore in 2015. I joined in 1979.
Okay.
Get this straight.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I started going to the meetings in about 2008, or 2009, and I went to the meetings as a delegate for quite a while.
I see.
Then Paul Lewis.
Yep.
Well, you know
sure,
Paul. Maybe
sure,
a lot of people that watch the show know Paul from the. He's the one who used to come on and do all this. He wanted, after about 10 or 12 years of going through the chain, to be president and then doing media and publicity.
It's a lot.
He wanted a break.
Yeah.
So he tucked me into it. So here I am.
There you are.
Yeah. And you know, and one thing about being a volunteer at QATV, I get to use the equipment. So last year we did multiple shows, mm-hmm, on the regatta, and we're planning on doing that again this year.
Yes.
Yeah, with the help of QATV to put it all together.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. We're glad you're able to do it, actually.
Yeah.
But like Bondi, did you grow up sailing? Is it kind of in your blood? No.
No, not like Bonnie.
Okay.
My father had a powerboat back in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
And I was actually, I always liked the water,
mm-hmm.
like being around the ocean, liked surfing, doing that. And I was working at the University of Maryland, and my boss had a sailboat on the Chesapeake Bay.
Hmm.
And we went out for the day on the boat, light wind, just boat was barely moving, just coasting along. And I got hooked. I said, I got to get one of these.
Is that right?
Yeah, but unfortunately I made a detour getting back here through New Mexico. So it was a few years later that I actually bought a sailboat.
Okay.
That's when I joined Squantum in 79.
I see, okay.
With a sailboat.
Yeah. Whole different experience, right, than a motorboat.
Oh, totally.
Completely different.
I
can only imagine. I don't know, but
it's just so nice and quiet.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Just the way it moves through the water and doesn't bang. And they're much different.
Sure.
It's not so quiet when you're racing, though.
No, a lot of yelling and screaming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about the race this year, Bonnie. Quincy Bay Race Week, 87th. When is it? What'll be happening?
On the inside line is going to be hosted by Wessagusset Yacht Club.
Okay.
Excuse me. And that'll be July 24th and 25th.
Okay.
And one thing I forgot to mention was we have 5 scholarships to hand out this year. The due date's already come in for the essays, which will be redacted, and the board will decide who the winners are. $2,000 scholarships and 3 $500 scholarships.
Wow.
Those will be awarded on the 25th.
Okay.
So the regatta is the 24th and the 25th of July at Wessagusset Yacht Club. And that's for the inside line. That's there'll be opties there, 420s, Club 420s.
Club 420s, yeah.
And 10s, which the old turnabouts, widgeons, and lasers will be on that.
These are all different types of sailing boats.
One design sailing boats, yes. And then the outside line, so that's Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
The outside line on Saturday and Sunday will be from Squantum Yacht Club on Saturday and Sunday at Wollaston Yacht Club.
Okay.
And that will be Stars, Thunderbirds, and Hustlers will be racing on that. And I'll be on that race committee. And you'll be with us, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I'll be filming.
Yep.
So this is a 4-day event.
Four-day event,
really.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is a competition, right? It's a race.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Are there prizes?
Absolutely.
Oh.
And nobody loves the prizes more than the kids.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, what are the prizes?
They're usually trophies that say the year and what they won, first, second, and third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Each category or each class?
Yes, each class will get at least first, second, and third.
The thing is, too, Joe, on some of these categories, the one designs for the kids, like the Opties and the N10s, there's different fleets within each one of those. And in the Opties, it depends on age, and the N10s, it depends on experience. But the Opties have 4 different fleets, and the N10s have 3 different fleets.
Wow.
So there's prizes in each one of those, trophies in each one of those fleets, too.
Okay.
And then an overall for the Opties.
Yeah, so it's highly competitive, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of bragging rights, folks coming back to defend their titles kind of thing.
Yep.
Okay, and as the kids kind of age, do they graduate to different classes of vessels?
They move up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It usually runs Opties, they start in the Opties, and then some of them will go to the N10s, some of them will go to the Club 420s. Mm. Club 420 is a more popular boat now than the N10s, so they do that. The lasers, sometimes they go from the Opties into lasers when they get a little bit older. There's a couple of classes of lasers also.
Okay.
And Quincy, City of Quincy, has some widgeons. And Quincy Yacht Club has some widgeons, so they will race in those.
Oh, from the Recreation Department sailing program?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Did you come through that program, Bonnie?
No, I went through the sailing program at Wollaston Yacht Club.
Okay.
And some of the clubs have sailing programs.
Sure. Yeah.
Squantum, Wollaston, Quincy, Town River, South Shore.
Yeah, Wessagusset.
Okay. Wessagusset. So if the other clubs that don't have sailing programs, members there, can send their kids to the clubs that do have sailing programs.
Oh, that's
yes.
nice. Okay.
And they're open to the public, some of them, too, at a different rate, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So worthwhile to check that out if folks are interested as well, right? Now, for spectators who want to watch Quinze Bay Race Week, what are some good ways for them to do that?
For the inside line on the 24th and 25th. That's down in Weymouth.
Yep.
So they call it the New Beach down in Wessagusset there. You can see a lot from the water from there.
Okay.
You'll be able to see that. Or if you're out in a boat in the Four River, you can see a lot too.
Sure.
And then on Saturday and Sunday, any place on Wollaston Beach, Nut Island, you can see the outside line racing.
Okay, all right. So it's free for folks to watch, right?
Yeah.
And it's visible from the beach, so you don't need binoculars or drones or.
No.
Okay.
When I was a kid, Narragansett Beer used to sponsor Quinze Bay Race Week.
Is that right?
And they used to run fireworks in the middle of Quinze Bay.
Wow.
And everybody in Quinze could see them because they'd be in the middle of Quinze Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't do alcohol sponsors anymore.
Gotcha. Okay.
DCR doesn't permit us.
No.
They frown on that, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, it really is indicative of the popularity and also the vitality of sailing still, you know, 87 years later here in Quinze.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
For folks who want to learn more or maybe participate, how do they do that?
We have a website.
Okay.
QuinzeBayRaceWeek.com.
There you go. Yep. Okay. Easy enough.
And it's got all kinds of places where you can donate. We have a yearbook where people donate money or they can be sponsors. We haven't closed that down yet to publish it yet.
Okay.
So that's there's a spot on the website that says contribute. So click on that, and you can see how to contribute.
This fundraising is this is how Quinze Bay gets their money.
Yes.
So anybody that becomes a sponsor, and they're a 501c3, so it is tax deductible also, but it's a good organization to sponsor. It goes to help the sailing and. Sometimes they help out a little bit with, just the communications among the different sailing schools talking to each other about what they do.
And
how they're doing it and trying to build up the sailing schools.
Hope you have a wonderful event again this year. I wish you fair seas, right? Calm winds.
not too calm.
Not too calm. Just enough to race with. But thank you both for coming by and appreciate the opportunity to learn more about it.
Thank you for all your support.
Thanks, Joe.
Always a pleasure.